This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word, and you know what it means, family. We're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua. Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, when I was in Israel a number of months ago, I bumped into a man that I've heard a great deal about and had a chance to meet him in person. His name is Chuck Pierce. I'm speaking to him at his offices in Denton, Texas. But as I said, Chuck, I'd much rather be talking to you in Jerusalem, Israel, any day.
Well, it was such a great time just being with you there, Sid, and I'd like to be back there with you also, especially we were there at the head of the year at Rosh Hashanah, so it was just a blessing being there with you. But perhaps even this way we'll be able to communicate some things that will help those who are listening to us today.
You know, my producer gave me notes about your background, and I find this fascinating. You can't judge a book by its cover. You had a pretty rough background. Your father was an abusive alcoholic, and although, praise God, I was not in such a situation. I have family members that have, and that's pretty rough to grow into. He was involved in prostitution and gambling, and so it pretty much destroyed the family, but somehow you managed to get saved at 11, and your mother was a godly woman, but she didn't know what to do about all the turmoil, and then your father died, and the thing that happens so often, Chuck, is that whatever we judge our parents for, and I don't know whether you judged your father or not, but whatever we judge our parents for, we many times end up doing it.
Well, that's absolutely right. The thing about my dad, my earthly father, was he was a gifted, wonderful man that the enemy some way gained opening to, and all the potential he had, Sid, just got thwarted. He never brought it into fullness. When I think of my dad and my family, I do think of Israel. There with all of God's covenant potential, all of God's covenant blessing, all of God's covenant promise, and yet you would find they would stray. And what happened to me, my dad died prematurely when I was 16, and it was a very tragic death. And I had had two incredible experiences with the Lord, but I seemed to find myself straying away after that. And when I was 18, I had this godly grandmother. You know, I look at Timothy, and he had a godly mother and a godly grandmother. And this godly grandmother of mine came to me and said, son, you're going in the wrong direction, and you're following the direction your dad followed, and God has another plan for you. Well, you know, when you're 18 and you know more than Jesus, you don't tend to listen very carefully. And so I told my grandmother, and this is interesting, this is how God works with us sometimes. I said, you know, I'm really not interested in hearing that, Mama. That was what I called her. And yet I respected and loved that woman more than anything in the world. And I never will forget it. I had left college that day to go over and eat with her, and she set my plate of food down in front of me, and then she turned around and she surprised me. She surprised me because with the back of her hand, she knocked me out of the chair.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. And she said, then I won't say anything else. I'll let God deal with you because you're God's. And, you know, I didn't really know what that meant, but it gave me that feeling, that feeling of a mixture of fear and I wonder what will happen. And 3 months later, I found myself in a hospital room. I had collapsed physically, tremendous, tremendous problems physically. And my grandmother, of course, was a nurse in that hospital, and she came in and she said, you know, I told you the Lord was going to do this with you. And yet, in God's sovereign grace, he put me in the hospital room with a Pentecostal pastor, and he introduced me to a person I had never been introduced to before, named the Holy Spirit. And so God in his sovereignty just sort of grabbed my life and took it. But he spoke something to me in that hospital room. He said, I can restore all you've lost. And this was what was so incredible for me. The Spirit of God visited me for 3 days.
What do you mean by that? He visited.
It was as if he came in the room with me. I began to weep. It's as if he was in the room. I could feel his presence.
And out of curiosity, you said when you were younger, you had a few experiences with God. Was anything to this degree previously?
I had had an experience of salvation because I'd been in a Baptist church, and they would give an altar call every Sunday. But there was an older lady in our church. She was over 80. And there would come times where this lady would stand up and worship. And this is one of the most impacting things of my life. She would stand up and worship. She would lift her hands up. And the pastor would stop his message when she would do that on occasion and say, Miss Grimes, what is happening with you? And she'd say, the Lord is speaking to me. The Lord is speaking to me, and it would amaze me. And then when she would share what God was saying to her, the whole atmosphere of the church would change. And nobody ever mentioned prophecy. I never heard that word. But what she would do actually is prophesy to the congregation, and it had such an impact on me, I knew God was real. And so when he would say, if the Lord is speaking to you today to come forward and meet him today. And I waited for God to speak to me because I knew if he could speak to Miss Grimes, he could speak to me. So when I was 11 years old, the Spirit of God came to me and said, this is your day. Come forward with me. So the reality of God's voice was real to me. And then through living through the trauma you mentioned, when I was 16, the Spirit of God spoke to me, and it actually saved my life from a disastrous time where my dad had lost control. And so in that, when I was introduced to the Holy Spirit, it was like I got to know his person in the hospital room. His presence was tangible, and when he spoke to me and said, I can restore all you've lost, it was just an incredible dynamic, and I picked up the Word of God in that hospital room, and I started reading in Genesis. I knew Bible stories, but I had never read the Bible, and when I got to those 12 tribes that God had a plan for, and I saw his covenant relationship then with Abraham, some way or another, he gave me revelation of not only his covenant relationship with Abraham and the land of Israel, but he gave me revelation of his covenant relationship with me as well.
You wept for 3 days.
I wept and wept and wept. And here was the interesting thing. My dad had acquired the land from the 12 brothers and sisters of his family. He had all of that land he had worked and acquired. And when you can imagine reading the Bible and seeing those 12 tribes and all of that land God had given them, the Bible became so real to me. And it was as if God had ordained, and an understanding came to me, because actually you mentioned something at the beginning. I really never had bitterness toward my dad. I knew that some way what had been planned for him had been thwarted by an enemy, and he had gone the wrong way, even in all the trauma we had experienced. And it was as if when I was 18, I started gaining understanding. And I can honestly say to you listeners, God has an inheritance for you, and he will secure your inheritance if you'll let him. And since that day, I was 18, I'm 50, this is my 50th year this year in the earth realm, God has restored my family and restored my life and restored my joy in Him. So He can do the same for you.
Chuck, the thing that is so fascinating to me is then shortly thereafter you were in a car. The presence of God just overwhelmed you with His love. But somehow God gave you information about what was meant for your dad, but you would be able to get those blessings. Explain that.
It was really interesting because, again, after you've experienced God like that, like I did in the hospital there for 3 days, that pastor got out of the hospital. I stayed another week, and that's when the Lord visited me. And I'll say something else too, Sid. In the midst of that visitation, in the hospital, it was during the time of the tragedy in Munich during the Olympics. And my heart understood.
You're really tied in with Israel in lots of ways, Chuck.
God opened the word up to me for Israel. He opened up His covenant plan. He showed me my grafted, you know, later on I understood the word being grafted in. But it all became real to me. And then in the tragedy of Munich, when you're seeing the hate of the enemy destroy the Israel team in the Olympics, I understood Satan's vengeance that he had on God's seed and on God's plan in the earth. And so something happened to me, and that's why when I was later on, a few years after that, I was driving to work in Houston, and the presence and the power of God visited my car again. And I had become very devoted to the Lord by now, but, you know, He doesn't...
I'll tell you what, Chuck, we're out of time. Just hold that thought. Mishbucha, we're making available his book, Worship Warrior, for a donation of $20 or more. Let me read you about what this book accomplishes. Whatever the issue in your life, the key is to worship a holy God who created you and knows everything about you, your failures, your shortcomings, insecurities, sins, fears. Most important, He sits on His throne and says something like this: I know your final destination, and I know how to get you from where you are now to where I want you to be. I know why I created you. If you'll worship me, I will visit with you. I can tell you how to get untangled from the snares in your path and how to move forward. I can even reveal to you things to come that are pertinent to your life and world. This book, I believe that there's an anointing to get you motivated, and that's what you need, and teach you how to worship God. And in the midst of the worship, God's got a whole plan to reveal to you. He has gifts for you. We're making this book available for a donation of $20 or more. It's called Worship Warrior. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.